Page 28. Easter's Gone to the Dogs. Olivia Ostergaard. Editor's note, here is how Olivia from our Fresno chapter introduces herself. Sometimes our dreams do come true. Ever since I was in high school, I fell in love with writing. I'd revel over Jane Eyre, Great Expectations, or The Miracle Worker. I wanted to write the great American love story. Someday, I just might do so. I'm an avid reader of the writer. I recommend this magazine to anyone who is interested in writing, whether freelancing, fiction, nonfiction, or technical. I've learned so much from its pages, so much so that I'm proud to have my first article published and am working on my first memoir. Reprinted with permission from GDUI Paw Tracks, Summer 2013. When we think of Easter, we usually picture bunnies, baskets, eggs, dressing up for church, and singing. Page 29, at least the latter two for me. I've been singing in our church Easter musical for years. Even before I had a guide dog, I'd have my cane and line up with everyone else. I'd say I've been participating in the Easter musical for probably more than 50 years. Singing in this event has been an important part of my life. But this past Easter, 2013, is one I don't think I'll ever forget. Now, understand, many churches have a praise worship band with electric guitars, keyboards, and drums. Sometimes the bass can get a bit loud, so sometimes I would worry when I had to take my guide, Fenway, on stage. He'd usually just lie there and listen. Having Fenway on stage never seemed out of the ordinary to our congregation, because we have a ministry to the disabled, more than able, for over 10 years. We're blessed to have our bulletins on tape and the sermon notes in Braille. Janine Hultz has been spearheading this effort, and she and her guide, Rosemarie, do a super job. The last week of rehearsal was going pretty well, but our director was a little concerned about Fenny's getting up and down when it was time for us to stand or whenever the booming timpani sounded. I guess the timpani was a little distracting. She asked me if I could leave him off stage at Easter. Page 30. I could have protested and taken it to the mat. However, I didn't want to rock the boat. I thought it would be okay, since I could tie him down in the choir room for first service. During the second, he could stay with my hubby and son. No worries, right? I complied and tied him to what I thought was the leg of the table, which usually holds treats for us each week. The congregation was hushed as the music began, and the narrator started reading the crucifixion story. Chris, the first soloist, portrayed one of the two thieves. He was singing a beautiful, solemn rendition. When out of the corner of my eye, I thought I saw Fenway come bounding in. I was informed later that he went up to Chris, sniffed him, made a little circle, and came over to where we were standing, flopping himself down. My friend nudged me, and I looked down to see him. I was, "Ew, how in the world did you get out?" I thought to myself, what did I do wrong? I just accepted it and tried to continue composing my rattled nerves. Needless to say, I kept looking at our director, trying to communicate, "I'm so sorry." Between services, we had a wonderful all-church brunch. Heidi, one of our young marrieds, sat across from us. Page 31. "I'm so embarrassed," I began apologizing. "Livy, don't worry about it," Heidi replied. "It was too funny. Fenway just wanted to make a grand entrance. Everyone just laughed." "Really?" I asked, relieved, as I ate a piece of my breakfast quiche. Just then our director sat down next to me. She put an understanding arm around my shoulder. "I am so sorry, honey. I thought he was tied down on the table, but I guess it was the chair." "God sure has a sense of humor. Fenway wanted to be with you, just like God does with us. It's okay." "Thanks." Later, one of the older fellows came up to me and said, "Your dog wanted to sing, too." I just smiled. My hubby Jim and our son James came strolling in and sat down next to me. I proceeded to tell them what happened. "That's hilarious, Mom," James said, laughing. "Too bad I missed it." Fenny was a talk of the church after second service. As I was greeting our pastor, he said, I almost was going to give him the mic, Libby. No, it was quite funny. Don't worry about it. Okay, technically, he wasn't supposed to be there, but you must admit he just wanted to be with Mom. Hey, come to think of it, dog backwards is God, and he guides me just as much as Fenny does. Note, Heidi wasn't her real name, so I changed it to cover my back. Look for my memoir, Looking at the Unseen, My Guide Dog Journey, this fall from Zulon Press. It's my 10-year journey of faith, getting my current guide, Fenway. Don't miss it.